Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi everyone, it's me Haru, and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 398. Oh, it's almost 400. Japan Top 10 October 2021 Artist of the Month episode. This month we are going to be featuring a popular Japanese singer-songwriter, Kenshi Yonezu. And now I have a new host, Christine. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, I'm Christine and I'm your new host on Japan Top 10. And I'm really excited to share with you today about Kenshi Yonezu's songs.
Are you familiar with Kenshi Yonezu?
Actually, I listened to quite a few Kenshi Yonezu songs, but I have to say, when I listened to the songs that we are introducing this time, there were new songs that I haven't heard of before. So I've found some songs to add to my library.
Oh, that's good. Actually, I just know his famous songs like, you know, Lemon or just a few songs.
Yeah, that's a really famous one.
For me, he's kind of mysterious. He's a mysterious person because he doesn't appear on TV usually. So,
Yeah. I think he's known to be a mysterious musician, and I think a lot of his music gives off that vibe. So, Kenshi Yonezu is a musician, singer-songwriter, and producer who was born in the Tokushima Prefecture on the island of Shikoku in 1991. Since he was a child, he had difficulty communicating with people, and he was diagnosed with autism when he was in his 20s.
He started writing and performing music while still in junior high school, some of which he recorded and uploaded to the Nico Nico Douga video sharing website. In 2009, he began producing Vocaloid music using the Hatsune Miku software under the stage name Hachi. These songs gained some popularity on Nico Nico Douga, with one of them reaching 1 million plays. At this time, Yonezu had around 30 songs featuring his own vocals uploaded to his channel, but he deleted them all. But he deleted them all as his Vocaloid music became more popular.
Yonezu's Vocaloid music featured on several compilation albums featuring Hatsune Miku, two of which reached Oricon Top 10, and he released two albums of Vocaloid music under the name Hachi. It wasn't until 2012 that he began to produce music under his own name, releasing his debut album, Diorama, which debuted at number 6 on the Oricon chart and earned him his first award as a finalist in the annual CD Shop Awards.
Since then, he has released a further 4 albums and 11 singles, which have earned him 27 industry hours, over 4 million physical sales, and 7 million digital sales in Japan alone. Before getting into the episode, we have an announcement for everyone.
So, the winner of our 2021 annual listener survey is out, and our winner this year is Axel M. Congratulations! Please check your email for details on how you can claim your $100 gift card to a retailer of your choice. For everyone else, thank you so much for your participation in the survey. We will gather your comments and make the podcast even better for all of our listeners.
2021年のリスナーアンケート当選者は AXLM さんです。おめでとうございます。プレゼントの詳細は E メールをご確認ください。またアンケートにご協力いただいたリスナーの皆さん、どうもありがとうございました。皆さんからいただいたご意見をもとに今後の番組作りに役立ててまいります。The next song we have is Kanden from 2020.
夜の往来行方は未だ不明まりまって虚しくって止まっちゃったワンワンワン失ったつもりもないが何か足りない気分ちょっと変にハイになって吹かし込んだよリンサー今日だよどうかしようもう何も考えないよ銀河系の外れとさよなら真実も出したいからだ夜でも僕らって手を叩いて笑い合う誰にも知られないままたった一瞬のこのちゃめきを食べつくそう二人でくたばるまでそしてこうは僕らに祈りをまだ行こう誰も追いつけないのスピードで稲妻のように生きてたいだけお前はどうしたい返事はいらない転がした初速と初受け時は未だ不明邪魔くさくてイラついて迷い込んだニャンニャンニャンこいらで落とした財布誰か見ませんでしたバカみたいについてないめっちゃ貸してくれハイウェイさん夜相棒もう一丁漫画みたいな喧嘩しようよシャレにならない怖いのやつをお試しで正論と暴論の分類さえできやしない街を抜け出して互いに笑い合う目指すのはメロウなエンディングそれは心臓は切なに揺らすもの追いかけた途端に見失っちゃうのきっと永遠がどっかにあるんだと明後日を探し回んのも悪くはないでしょうお前がどっかに消えたたった一瞬のこのきらめきを
let's go. そう二人でくたばるまで。そしてこうは僕らに何もまだ行こう。誰も追いつけないくらいのスピードで。それは心臓をそんなに奪うもの。追いかけた途端に見失っちゃうの。きっと永遠がどっかにあるんだと。さても探し回んのも悪くはないでしょう。稲妻のように生きてたいだけ。お前はどうしたい？返事はいらない。
Kanden features on Kenshi Onizu's fifth album, Stray Sheep, and was released as a physical single on July 6, 2020. It was written as the theme song for the TBS police drama Mew
404. Yonezu wrote the song after reading the scripts of the first two episodes of the drama, and as it was a police drama, he wanted to make the song sound like theme music from the classic police dramas, so he decided to use a brass section. On its first day of release,Kanden achieved 57,642 downloads, making the highest daily sales of any song in 2020.
The music video for the song had over 1 million plays in the first hour and 15 minutes after it was made public and had 10 million plays in its first four days.
Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and looking to be featured on our podcast?Reach out to our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp. That would be haylely@jtop10.jp. And we may feature you on one of our future podcasts. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information. Next up, we have Lemon from 2018.
夢ならばどれほど良かったでしょう。未だにあなたのことを夢に見る。忘れたものを取りに帰るように、古びた思い出の誇りを払う。戻らない幸せがあることを最後にあなたが教えてくれた。言えずに隠してた暗い過去も、あなたがいなきゃ永遠に暗いまま。きっともうこれ以上傷つくことなどありはしないと分かっている。あの日の悲しみさえ、あの日の苦しみさえ、その全てを愛してたあなたと共に、胸に残り離れない苦いレモンの匂い。雨が降り止むまでは帰れない。今でもあなたは私の光。あなたの背をなぞった、その輪郭を鮮明に覚えている。受け止めきれないものと出会うたび、溢れて止まないのは涙だけ。何をしていたの、何を見ていたの、私の知らない横顔で。どこかであなたが今私と同じような涙に暮れ寂しさの中にいるなら、私のことなどどうか忘れてください。そんなこと心から願うほどに、今でもあなたは自分が思うより。
の悲しみさえ、あの日の苦しみさえ、その全てを愛してたのかと共に胸に残り離れない願いはもう物に酔い、雨が降り止むまでは帰れない、切り分けた果実の片方のように、今でもあなたは私の
Lemon was written for the TBS television drama Unnatural, which was produced by the same team who created Miu 404, which featured Kanden as its theme song. It was the highest selling single in Japan in 2018 and is Kenshi Yonezu's biggest hit to date.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Yonezu became the first Japanese artist to have over 3 million downloads, and on this September 18th, the music video of Lemon has passed over 700 million views on YouTube, which is the biggest record as a Japanese artist. Christine, have you ever watched the drama Unnatural?
I have, actually. I have to say, it's one of my favorite Japanese dramas to date. I think, you know, for anyone who likes mystery or crime dramas, I would highly recommend it. I think the actors in there were great. And of course, Lemon, the song, was so fitting for the drama. Oh. Have you seen it, Haru?
Not really, but I... Unnatural. Actually, I haven't seen it yet.
Have you heard of it? Because I think I've seen it just pretty regularly on Japanese news at around that time in 2018. I don't know if you've seen it on the news.
2018?
Yeah, I...
Actually, I wasn't in Japan at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, it can't be helped.
But yeah, I know. Of course, I know Lemon and I like this song. And everyone knows Lemon. Yeah. And
Yeah, for a time, I feel like you couldn't... Like, you just couldn't stop hearing it because you would hear it, like, at shops. And I remember I was in Japan at around that time. And, you know, just literally every shop was playing Lemon. And you just, you know, you had to search up the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. The next song we have is Flamingo from 2018.
くだらないこのステージで光るのはあなただ。 私は右手に猫うじゃらし興味この程度じゃ騙せない狭間でさまよう常しえに地獄の閻魔に申し入りあの子を見受けておく魂酔いどれ針この物語やったら死ぬまで去る芝居あなたファファファファミンゴ鮮やかなファファファファミンゴ踊るままファファ笑っても変わらない嫉妬ばっか残して愛とあり素直と同じにして酔い闇に唾はじき花曇り枯れた街にでもなし腹へらり
9th single released as a double A-side with the song Teenage Riot on October 31st, 2018. The song was used in the television commercial for Sony's WFSB-900 wireless headphones with Yonezu himself appearing in the commercial.
The song made 120,000 sales on its first day of release, reaching number one on the Oricon Daily Chart.It sold 220,000 units in its first week, giving Yonezu his first number one on the weekly chart.
When I see the when I see the lyrics, like almost each mm-hmm. word ends with I sound or E. For example, at the first.
Oh, so it's rhyming.
Yeah, yeah. For example, from the beginning, like Yoiyami ni tsumahajiki, kanashimi ni amazarashi.花曇り枯れた街にべもなしわびしげに花たらしへらへらに So each word ends with
Wow
I saw
Wow I definitely didn't notice that you're so right All of it is rhyming It almost sounds poetic in that way
Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club starting at just $1 a month and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
Our last song for today is Peace Sign from 2017.
に通り過ぎてったあの飛行機を不思議なくらいに覚えてる意味もないのになぜか不甲斐なくて泣いた日の夜にただ強くなりたいと願ってたそのために必要な勇気を探し求めていた残酷な運命が定まってるとしてそれがいつの日か僕の前に現れるとしてただ一瞬この一瞬ならどうでもいいと思えたその心をもう一度遠くへ行けと僕の中で誰かが歌うどうしようもないほど熱烈にいざって目を離した君が二度と悲しまないように笑うそんなヒーローになるための歌さらば掲げろピースサイン君が弱くはないの分かってたそれ以上に僕は弱くてさ君が大事だったんだ一人で生きていくんだなんてさ口をついて叫んだあの日から変わっていく僕を笑えばいい一人が怖
して噛みついて息もできなくて騒ぐ頭と腹の奥がくしゃくしゃになったって出会いも懸念も消えてしまう前に今は触っていたいんだ君の心に僕たちはきっといつか遠く離れた太陽にすら手が届いて夜明け前を背に入れて笑おうそうやって青く燃える色に染まりおぼろげな街の向こうへ手をつないで走って行けるはずだ君と未来を盗み描く綺麗のないストーリーを傘ぶただらけ荒くれた日々が削り削られ擦り切れた今が君の言葉で蘇る鮮やかにも現れてくさなぎのままで眠る魂を食べかけのまま捨てたあの夢をもう一度取り戻せ
Peace Sign features on Kenshi Yonezu's fourth album, Bootleg, and was used as the theme song for the animated television series Boku no Hero Academia, or My Hero Academia.
It was released for download and streaming in April 2017 and as a physical CD 2 months later, when it sold over 500,000 units in its first week, giving Yonezu his first number one in the anime song chart.
The music video for Peace Sign had over 1 million plays in the first four... The music video for Peace Sign had over 1 million plays in the first 24 hours after its release, and as of August 2020, it has had over 200 million plays.
So, Christine, have you ever watched My Hero Academia before?
I actually have. Oh. I mean, I do watch quite a lot. I do watch quite a lot of anime.And I've seen the first couple of seasons of My Hero Academia, and I think the story is pretty interesting. And I think for a lot of people, Peace Sign is the first song that I've heard from Kenshi Yonezu, just because there's, you know, of course there's like a lot of people watching anime just around the world.
That's interesting. Kirby and Shanna will join you less than a week from now to bring you a brand new top 10 episode for the month of October 2021. So, Christine, how was your first episode?
I mean, it was really great because I actually really like Kenshi Yonezu myself. And definitely, I've heard a couple of songs from Kenshi Yonezu before myself, but I have discovered one or two new songs that I've only heard the name of, but actually never heard of the music before. So I've definitely added some new songs to my playlist this time. Mm-hmm. And I hope that, you know, this also goes for our listeners out there. If, you know, if you've heard of Kenshi Yonezu before, but maybe not all of the songs that we introduced today.
I'm surprised that he's so talented. Like, not only he can, you know, he can write or...produce music, he can also dance, and he's so good at drawing as well.
I have a couple of t-shirts from Uniqlo that is designed by Kenshi Yonezu.
Really?
Yeah, because he had a collaboration with Uniqlo a couple of, I think last year or maybe the year before. Oh. And I have a couple of t-shirts at home, actually, that was designed by Kenshin. Yeah, no, he's so good at drawing. Mm-hmm. He's really just so artistically talented.
Mm, that's true. Oh.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we will see you next time. Bye!
Bye! Sayonara! Japan.